All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I mean, we have the death penalty in this country. It's kind of shitty because the people that commit the crimes that are convicted of things like that, sometimes it takes way too long. So I don't know if I believe that, Molly. Do you mean no one? I mean, there are people in this world that deserve to die. People who hurt children, innocents, animals, MAGA. I'm kidding. Joke. Relax. Some of those women Secret Service agents are pretty hot. Kenny says, all I saw was a woman trying to protect herself when the first assassination attempt happened. I didn't see that at all. She was hugging Trump. Jeremy says, speaking of death penalty, have you heard of this probably innocent guy getting executed in Missouri yesterday? I did, but I know nothing about it. Yeah, that's a bummer, man. And that does happen. I don't, honestly, if there's even a shadow of a doubt, I think all that needs to be looked at. We have put people to death who are innocent. That has happened. My God. Molly says, it depends, I guess. And then she says, well, yes, Hitler, obviously. Yeah, Molly, I think we're getting a sliding scale here. You can't say no one and then say it depends and then say Hitler. You can only say no one again, or you can say, no, I take it back. Some people do deserve to die. These are your only choices here. You can't say it depends. It's okay to change your mind after, new evidence comes to light. We've given you two or three fantastic examples of people that actually do deserve to die. Molly is Hot Wings with the it depends answer. The Missouri case. Jeremy says, I only know a little bit. Horrendously sad. Becky says the victim's family and the prosecutor both begged for more time. There you go. I love that noise. There was so much corruption in that case. All right, we could come up with a list of people that actually do deserve to die. At some point, maybe, for another show. All right. Thank you to my amazing sponsors that help keep this show alive and well. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Reach out to Megan at 616-532-6600 in Grand Rapids, Michigan for this fantastic family-run business. Fixing all cars, all hybrids, all EVs. 616-O'Neill, 532-6600. He's licking his paws. I can't have that. 616-532-6600. For Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, they have free loaner cars for you to use. Head to their website, irvines.com. That's ervines.com to check out their Google reviews from people who don't have a podcast. They are amazing. They've got nearly a 5-star rating, and that's saying something in this day and age because people always want to bitch about stuff. You could reach out to anybody when it comes to getting a tree cut down or grinding down a stump. But I'm asking you to reach out to Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan for tree pruning, tree removal, storm cleanup, stump grinding, land clearing, or tree risk assessment. They have three, count them, three certified arborists who can help you with what you need. They took care of the trees at my house, and they can do the same for you at Kuiper Tree Care. Reach out and say hello to Benjamin over there at 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Get a free estimate when you call or text today, 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. All right, I'll get to some of my other sponsors a little bit later on. As you know, there are many. That is how I keep this podcast alive and well. A great time yesterday on Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. If you go to the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel and click live show, you will see us. In fact, I'll show you how this works. This is me doing a show with my pal Christian. Here is the channel. Who Are These Podcasts? You click live. And there we are. Who Are These Broadcasters? Episode 60. Nude Africa, MAGA Catfight, and Throw Rogan. In this episode, Christian pulled out a couple clips from this show. And we had a great time with it. Go there. Be one of the 26,000 subscribers to Carl's YouTube channel. And watch us do our show, Who Are These Broadcasters? So cool. Always a great time. As this is going on, we've got a conversation about Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, and the spread of communism. It's amazing some of the things that take place in the chat while I'm here doing the show. That's awesome. I don't know what this is. Cole says, did you talk about Jamingo yesterday? No. I listened to Who Are These Podcasts this morning, and they mentioned he did a show about you or something like that. I don't know that. All I know about John is I haven't heard from John in probably a year and a half. And we were doing the show yesterday. And he went on there, and there's a function called Super Chat, where if you want what you type out in the chat to be seen or heard, you pay for it. And he paid us $5, and I forget what he said, something about me calling the cops on people stalking me. And so I read that, and I went, oh, okay, hey, haven't seen you in a while. What's going on? And then that was the end of it. But I didn't see or hear anything from him outside of that, nor have I. I'm not sure. Did you talk about Jamingo yesterday? You mean on this show? I listened to WATP this morning. Wait a minute. Was it a WATP live show today? Because there is a live WATP show today. Did you listen? You listened to an old one, right? I don't know. I'm kind of like circling the drain today, so I have no idea what the hell is happening. I went to bed early yesterday, too, and I was like, God damn it, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. You know what I got to do? I have got to put on some muscle and fast. I've got to really start pumping iron. I got to force myself to make time. I know exactly what I need to do. I got to get after that P90X. My God, I need some muscle mass because I'm losing it as we speak. You know? And especially at my age, when you get over 40, you start to lose it because the increase of nitrogen in your bloodstream, the side effect of that is decreased muscle mass. And that starts out a goddamn, like the dominoes will start falling with decreased muscle mass. Everything falls apart. Your metabolism, how you burn fats, risk of diabetes goes up. Not to mention just the weight gain, bad cholesterol on the rise, good cholesterol on the decline. Son of a bitch, I got to do something. Patrick, who's no stranger to bulking up, says, "You got to hulk up, brother." I believe that. Great point by Becca. She says, at least you don't have to worry about going through menopause and gaining all the weight. Yeah, that's true. But you can do something about that. And I can understand, though, if you don't want to. Like, if you're a chick and you start to get a little porky, that's totally fine. Especially if you're like my age. Guys my age don't give a shit about that. All right? But, and Corey is right, and I don't ever like to give him credit on anything because he's a fucktard. He says, yeah, that's an excuse. And it is. It is. It is an excuse. You just didn't do it. You can't, like, if you're sitting there busting your ass 5 days a week, you know, you're not going to have that problem. So, you know, if you go through menopause and your body does change, yeah, but you can absolutely override that. You know, menopause, about the only thing that is 100% not negotiable, hot flashes. Linda says, I do bust my ass 6 to 7 days a week just to maintain. There you go. See, you're reaping the rewards. Yesterday, I'm doing dishes in the kitchen. Pooh Bear is sitting there. I don't know why I added that detail, but that's just the scenario. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about. My God, it's hot. It's so hot in here. I was wearing a hoodie and moving around. She's sitting still and the sweat is beating on her forehead. And I'm like, what's going on there? I look at the thermostat. The house is 70 degrees at that point in time. All summer long. I don't even turn on the air until it gets to be 77. This is 100% getting worse for her. Kenny says, crap, I think I have menopause. It sounds like me. No, dude, that's because of the layers of insulation. Don't forget, you are 150 pounds overweight. You need to lose like me plus 30 pounds or me minus 30 pounds. That's what you have to do. You have that extra cushion. I cannot wait to see you when you're ripped. Age 50 and up for you is going to be awesome. Because right now you're 320. He says, I'll be good with losing 100. Yeah, 220 is not attractive on your frame, okay? First of all, your skin's going to be hanging off of you unless you get stronger. 185, that's what you need. Ripped to the max. You can be so jacked, Kenny. This suggestion by Corey, who, when he's thoughtful and not a cocksucker, is actually not bad. But it's hit or miss with him. He's such a pile of shit that most of the time I ignore him. But this is actually insightful. This is the Corey that we like. The other Corey is a goddamn disaster. When Kenny finally loses all the weight, he should have to walk around with Eric on his back for a little bit so he can experience again what he was doing to himself. Wow. That's always a big eye-opener afterwards. Lose 50 pounds and then walk around holding a 50-pound weight, you'll be shocked. Not everybody hates Disaster Corey. Jeremy likes him. Oh, I do not. I do not like that version of Corey. He's mean to my friend Kenny. He's a pain in the ass. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen, since I talked about Ottawa County, Michigan. I got a text or I got a message maybe in the chat from Megan. She said that at yesterday's county commission meeting, our pal Joe Moss was extremely snarky. I'm anxious to get a listen to that. Joe Moss from Ottawa Impact, that is that alt-right organization that was created because they didn't like the COVID mandates. At a time that nobody gave a shit about county commission elections, they went ahead and won several seats of the 11-member county commission to have a majority. They beat out a bunch of incumbent Republicans. So they had Republicans in there, and then these far-right, nationalistic, overly religious, zealots, Zionistic motherfuckers, anti-gay idiots showed up, and then they're running my county. That's the nutshell's version of it. Since then, a number of them have been replaced in the most recent election. There was even one recall election to get that ugly fucking skank Lucy Ebel out. This is part of what I talked about for many episodes of the show with Joe Spaulding. They've had a hard-on for the health department. Just before they took office more than 2 years ago, or about 2 years ago, they tried to fire the health director who was put in place by the previous board. And they're like, no, we want our own health director. And they got some alt-right guy who is an HVAC furnace installer. That is the husband of that scientist. I forgot her fucking name. Megyn Kelly. Kristen Megyn Kelly. Tried to make him the health director after they tried to fire the one that they had. That didn't work. They got their ass handed to him in court. She's still on the job. They had to pay a lot of money for her legal expenses. Been one thing after another for these Ottawa County pieces of shit. Well, now they're kind of neutered. But this story is interesting. The federal government has a surplus of money that they were giving to counties throughout the United States so that money, and it was a lot of money, $900,000 per county per state. So however many counties are in your state that you live in, each county was getting $900,000 meant to combat and track communicable diseases. In Ottawa, and this is free money. Take the money, give it to your health department. They can track communicable diseases. In yesterday's meeting, they had the opportunity to accept that, and they actually chose to deny it because that money was originally intended to be part of combating COVID. These assholes are so fucking warped. They won't even take $900,000 from the federal government to track communicable diseases like COVID or swine flu or the flu or measles, mumps, rubella or whatever. They actually turned it down last night. They rejected the money. Democratic Commissioner Doug Zylstra said we should accept the money. He explained that having this money now could help emergencies in the future. That was his case he was making. His quote was, "The grant is in case we need it. If we don't need it, we don't need it. But why would we not accept something in case we do need it?" Which that makes perfect sense. Last year, this same board, with a few more Ottawa Impact members, made a similar move to reject a similar grant and a few others. Those totaled $2.1 million in public health grants. The far-right nationalistic Ottawa Impact members said the reasoning was because those grants were addressing COVID. Who gives a fuck what they're addressing? You're giving up $2.1 million. Ottawa County Finance Director Karen Karashinsky explained that this $900,000 infection prevention grant is federal dollars flowing into the state for the counties to use. It was renamed. It used to be called the COVID supplement. The state took on the different terminology to make it more palatable. I don't give a shit if it's called the suck my dick supplement. It's $900,000. What kind of dumb fuck organization are we running here? Corey says, shocking. Rebecca says, what assholes. Jeremy says, no wrinkles on the brains of all. Perfectly smooth like marbles. Becca says, oh my God, so stupid. David says, Ottawa County Commissioners for asshole of the day. I mean, can you give me a reason why? We'll get to that. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Chairperson and Ottawa Impact founder Joe Moss, remember him, said, quote, I am not expecting a big need for this money. The county has a already balanced budget and a lot of cash. Cool. You know what would make that great? More free money. Considering the fact that you were spending so much with Coleman Legal Group and giving free money away to the health director for her legal bills and keeping herself from being fired by you, you fucking moron. Not to mention the John Gibbs lawsuit, you dirty whore. My God. Ottawa County Health Department does provide monthly reportable disease summaries. The county tracks over 60 infectious diseases. This year's most common cases are flu, COVID, and sexually transmitted diseases. That money could be used for that. Here's a quote, another quote. Moss and fellow Ottawa Impact Commissioner Allison Miedema rejected both last year's and this year's grants. Miedema adds that she wants to set an example for other counties nationwide and that the county doesn't have to depend on the federal government. It's a gift to help people stay safe within the county. No one gives a shit that you're pointing out that, hey, we don't need you, big government, you asshole. Every time that a county, this is her opinion, Every time that a county continues to say that it wants a grant that it doesn't need, then that money does come out of our taxpayer dollar pockets one way or the other. I don't believe that. Whether it's local, state, federal, still comes out of our pockets, Miedema said. Commissioner Jacob Bonema, he's a Republican, but he is no longer Ottawa Impact, explained his issue with this budget change comes as the new fiscal year is a week away. Quote, this may have unintended consequences that we are not considering at this moment, Bonema said. Pass it as is and revisit the issue in the coming weeks. We have time to do that. Yeah, whatever. My God, what a world we live in here. Yeah, we're going to, even though the federal government is giving us $900,000 this year, $2.1 million last year, we don't want any of that. No thanks. Who the fuck does that? Corey says, it does not if you don't spend it, I believe. Yeah, that's the point. Keep it there for a rainy day. Don't spend it. You can always give it back. Corey says, yeah, no one expected COVID, dumbass. My God, what a shit show that is. All right. So annoying. Okay, I know all these stories are West Michigan-centric, but I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what happens here in and around my community. And this could happen anywhere. But there's a dude who was just arrested. He's going to go back to prison. Even though he was already convicted in a life sentence for sexual assault. Like, all this piece of shit did for years was assault people, sexually assault women. And he got out again. And it took no time for this crazy fuck to do it yet again. This time, he had a plan, something that he's done before. He'll be driving around and he'll see like a chick that he wants to put his ding dong in. And he'll hit their vehicle with his vehicle. The woman will then pull over and say, oh, boy, you got your insurance. Okay, I guess we'll call the police and get to the bottom. Oh, my God. And the next thing she knows, she's being sexually assaulted. That just happened again. And they caught this son
tonight,
of a bitch.
New disturbing details about a man accused of hitting a woman's car and then sexually assaulting her in a parking lot.
Last week, Greg Joseph Desjardins of Muskegon was charged in this incident, but this is far from his only run-in with the law.
New disturbing details about a man accused of hitting a woman's car and then sexually assaulting her in a parking lot.
Last week, Greg Joseph Desjardins of Muskegon was charged in this incident, but this is far from his only run-in with the law. News 8's Demetrius Sanders with more.
Okay, what is Susan wearing there? Come on now.
On his criminal history, Demetrius.
For criminal sexual conduct in the 80s, Desjardins was given a life sentence but was later paroled. Months later, he's a suspect for a sexual assault once again.
Last week... By the way, look at that guy. You see that face. And it's like, of course, he's a sexual deviant. Did Demetrius Sanders say... He got sentenced to life in prison, but only served 3 months.
Was later paroled. Sexual conduct in the 80s. Desjardins was given a life sentence, but was later paroled. Months later, he's a
suspect for a sexual assault. So why was he out?
Assault once again.
Last week, this man, Greg Joseph Desjardins, was charged with second-degree criminal sexual conduct and being a habitual offender. On Sunday, September...
Got a real boring Dean look to him, doesn't he? You know, when you see that wicked smile, okay, Corey says, that's the face of, yeah, and I'll do it again. That reminds me of, like, boring Dean. That's one of 8 million reasons why I didn't like him just coming over my house.
Greg Joseph Dujardin was charged with second-degree criminal sexual conduct and being a habitual offender. On Sunday, September 8th, Dujardin was accused of following a woman as she drove southbound on U.S. 31 from Duncan Woods in Grand Haven. Deputies say he struck a woman's vehicle, and after she stopped in a gas station parking lot believing he wanted to file a police report, the woman says she was physically and sexually assaulted but was able to fight him off and call police. In 1986, Dujardin was found guilty of second-degree criminal sexual conduct, according to court documents obtained by News 8. On April 24th of that year, an employee at a Grand Haven self-service gas station said she was searching for her car keys after work. That's when a man, later identified as Dujardin, grabbed her and put his hand over her mouth. Yeah. Prosecutors said he then threw her to the ground, unbuckled her pants, and touched her inappropriately. He was sentenced to 2 to 15 years. In 1989, Dujardin was found guilty of first-degree criminal sexual conduct for raping an Ottawa County park attendant. Court documents show in July of 1988, deputies said Dujardin struck a park attendant in her head with an object and then forced her to have sex with him in a storage room at North Shore Park in Ferrisburg. He was sentenced to life, but according to Michigan Department of Corrections online records, he was paroled in January of this year. 9 months later, Dujardin is under investigation.
Okay, so he was in prison for quite some time. I thought he indicated in the start of this story that he was paroled right after he was sentenced. So he did spend considerable time in the joint.
And again for sex crimes, seemingly targeting strangers.
Now, I have reached out to the Department of Corrections to see if they could shed any light on the circumstances surrounding Dujardin's parole hearing. As we learn those details, we will be sure to share them. And Dujardin is expected back in court next month.
Yeah, so whenever you hear about this, so he was out walking amongst us and he just happened to see random person. It was literally luck of the draw, a bad luck. This is a person that cannot be rehabilitated. After years in the joint, it took him 9 months and then he couldn't control himself. It's moments like this that I'm like, I wish we were just a little bit more medieval in how we handle criminals. It's moments like this that when you're in countries like Iraq, Saudi Arabia, or China, where they just shoot you in the fucking face after you're found guilty, that I'm jealous of that. Okay? In the U.S., we call that cruel and unusual. We open the door for appeals for years. And, you know, it's a damn good thing that for some people, like we talked about earlier on the show, who may have been put to death for something that they didn't do. However, when it's 100% open and shut case, it should enact special circumstances so that they just slaughter you right after you're found guilty. And have it be like town square type of deal. Hung in front of everybody. Swift, certain, severe. Now, Molly, I don't know. Molly, is this qualify as somebody who needs to be put to death? Or, I mean, this is a repeat offender. And now there's a whole pile of women, for lack of a better term, a number of women who have been assaulted by this maniac. Why are we leaving this guy with the, you know, able to breathe? She wants us to get him help. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Kenny says public beating first, then put him to death. Kenny says it's moments like this where I need to be completely ripped and given someone on one time. I don't know. It's written all weird. You went all fucked up on me. I can't even read your comment. Jeremy says to Molly, what help is there? He was in jail for 30 years and reoffended after 9 months. I'm going to try to read that again because Kenny swears it's correct. I'm going to read it as written. It's moments like this. Maybe it's me. It's moments like this where I need to be completely ripped and given someone and given some one-on-one time with this piece of shit. You're right. It's fine. My mistake. I agree with you. All right. So I think we all need to decide here on the asshole of the day. It probably, we have to throw in a nomination for Sweet Molly. She loves murderers and people that sexually assault people. She has made this clear. She wrote that she wants to help them. So, I mean, Molly, you're going to have to give yourself a nomination for asshole of the day. Now, I don't know if you're going to agree with that. She said, I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm kidding. It's a joke. God damn it. Relax. You know I'm kidding. I'm busting your balls because you're being all liberal. You need to think like we do. Bad guys die. All right. God, I'm a little lean on what to talk about today. Sexual bad guys. Okay. I got a Brett Favre story that I got to get to. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Actually, I'm going to save that for the Patreon. Brett Favre is, I don't know if I believe him about Parkinson's because he's a scumbag. Now, he claims that he didn't know that he was somehow involved in a scandal in the state of Mississippi to keep funds from being delivered to welfare recipients in Mississippi. He's like, I had no idea. He was speaking in front of a Senate subcommittee hearing yesterday, or House Ways and Means Committee, whatever that means, and said, oh, yeah, I got Parkinson's now. Oh, my God. And I don't know if I believe that. But anyway, just because it's him, Jen Sturger, Jen Sturger, who used to do work, content creator for the New York Jets, and Brett Favre was the quarterback there for 1 year. Well, something went a little haywire in that time. Jen Sturger weighs in on Brett Favre. Footnote, Jen Sturger is remarkably attractive. Brett Favre noticed that. In fact, this is the actual picture that he saw that got him all charged up. Now, I don't think she does this anymore. But these pictures aren't for the faint of heart. Real quick, this is Jen Sturger. She likes to show her boobies, all that shit. Bikini shots, you know, lingerie, that whole deal. Well, she works for the Jets, or at least did. And Favre walks in, a dumbass hillbilly. He's like, hey, yeah, boy, hey, there's football. Yeah, I can still throw the ball. Well, he took one look at Jen Sturger, and it was on. And she's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Okay, see you later. And then that was it. She didn't lead him on nothing. She's in the news after Brett Favre claims that he has Parkinson's. Easy, isn't there wedding drama that you want to share? Could be a good way to close out the show. Look, you jackass. You do realize that my loved ones pay attention to this show. I have gotten my ass kicked so many times for saying shit that I should be not speaking on. If that's going to happen, that's going to be a Patreon topic. But I appreciate your effort in getting me to spill the beans. Corey says, Favre probably did it a ton in Green Bay and never got in trouble for it. Disagree. There are no good-looking women in Green Bay. Unless if they listen to this show. Molly, where do you listen again? Is it Nebraska? Iowa? Where do you live? No, Canada. You're a Canadian audience member, aren't you? Nate in Wisconsin is here and says, LOL. Now, this is not intended. Molly says, I live in Wisconsin. Now, that makes me feel terrible. Please tell me you don't live in Green Bay. Because that joke would be devastating if I said there are no attractive people in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You noticed I didn't say Wausau or Madison. Or I don't know of any other towns in Milwaukee. What town in Wisconsin are you in? I think Jeremy thinks she's in Appleton. Where are you, Molly? Come on, tell me. You're like awesome. Everybody loves you. Aram says, EZ, we'll talk about it one day on the Patreon. All right. Anyway, Jen Sturger speaks out about Brett Favre. Molly says, laugh my ass off. You are all good, but I'm near Oshkosh. Every time I see Oshkosh, I want to say bagosh. Oshkosh, Oshkosh, bagosh. All I know about Oshkosh is overalls. Don't they make overalls and blue jeans that like old people wear, old people and little kids. Jeremy says, I don't actually know. I just think it'd be funny if you called everyone in Green Bay ugly, but she's just a couple of towns away. Yeah, I know that would be terrible. Thank you to Frank Fuss for being part of the show. Open enrollment about to hit, if not already. I don't even know when it is. If you want to get your healthcare coverage through the marketplace, have Frank help you. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. He can help you every step of the way and get it insured, and it doesn't cost you a dime. His services are free. We play paintball at TC Paintball. Starting to wonder if we're ever going to play again. I know the Mexicans want to get after it, so sorry if it's taken this long, but I'm waiting on our old boy Rick. He's making so much money with day-to-day operations. TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan, online at tcpaintballgr.com. When it comes to getting a mortgage, buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Working hard to get you into the best mortgage possible. They will roll out the red carpet for you. In fact, first-time homeowners, make it a point to reach out to Mario when you're getting started with the process. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. Finally, when it comes to haircuts, King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. Three locations for you to choose from: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and Wyoming, Michigan. Haircuts for a king for over 50 years. By God. They cost you just $19 plus tip. Thank you so much. And if you want to work at King's Room Barbershop, if you've cut hair before and you want to tap into them as an employer. Make yourself known. Go to King's Room Barbershop with your information, or just reach out to them through their website, kingsroom.net. Okay, who is your asshole of the day? See, we got the guy who robbed the bank for $690. You got the, okay, I got to make it this guy who's got the same name as Freebeer. Greg Dujardin beats out Molly for asshole of the day. Greg Dujardin rapes women, and Molly wants to help him. Here you go. She said he needs help. TC Paintball brings us your asshole of the day. All right, Molly, you're not one of those people who like reaches out to like serial killers in jail and like befriends them and then ends up like getting engaged, are you? That'd be horrible. Piano Finger Banger is getting ready for Pilates. That's great. Chris says people from Green Bay. All right, that is my time on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll be back with you on Patreon a little later on. I don't know when. I might need a nap. Jeremy says Molly's boyfriend is Stephen Avery. God damn. Okay, folks, have a good one. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.